Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College basketball weekend. College sports, man. It's that time of the year where they just rule. You got the bowl and playoff games going. You got college basketball. You start getting some of these tournaments or these conferences playing against one another. Tonight, not a lot of top 25 matchups. You just have Abilene Christian going to BYU. They'll lose by probably about 40. But other than that, you got some early college basketball. Dartmouth and Sacred Heart at 11 o'clock. You said there's a bowl game on, too, at 11, right?
Yeah, it's Kennesaw State and Western Michigan.
Okay.
That's 11 a.m. And then you've got an afternoon game between NC State and Memphis. That's the Gasparilla Bowl and our first playoff game, OU-Bama, tonight.
But tonight in college basketball, I'm looking forward to that 8 o'clock matchup on Fox, man, Wisconsin versus Villanova.
I think that's the best one. That's the Milwaukee Classic in that like little tournament they're having in Milwaukee. So, the Milwaukee, what the hell is that? Doug Gottlieb's team, or is he coaching Green Bay? Whatever.
He's Green Bay. I thought he was Green Bay.
Is it Milwaukee Green Bay, or is it just Green Bay?
It used to be Milwaukee Green Bay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, they had Loyola of Chicago and Loyola.
It used to be Milwaukee Green Bay. Now they're just known as Green Bay.
Okay. So, but anyway, Milwaukee's playing tonight against South Dakota State. I like that to go over.
Wisconsin Green Bay. Thank you, Joe. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. And then if you're looking at it, too, Wisconsin's playing there as well. I like Whiskey tonight. I think they handle Villanova.
I like Whiskey, too. Basil Hayden.
So the Badgers haven't been playing the way that they should. Is Basil Hayden your favorite?
No. It's not my favorite, but it's one of.
Steve McQueen over here.
Who you saying?
Let's go back to this. no, but that's one of the best games tonight. Yes. It is weird because, again, around the holidays, we have, like, the Ivy League, a lot of their teams have been off for, like, a week.
Yeah.
Some of them have played, like, Dartmouth has played, but, like, Cornell's been off for...
Can't be shut down. They're on break.
Is it?
Can't get to gym.
Yeah, it's tough.
Can't get to gym during the breaks. Not in the Ivy League schools.
No. But, like, look, so if we're talking about this weekend...
I can get in the gym to break it in high school.
Well, so, again, the top 25 teams this weekend, you got Maryland playing Virginia. North Carolina, Ohio State seems like it's a good game. That's number 12.
Hey, tomorrow, 12:30, man, St. John's at Kentucky. Rick Pitino, baby! Although that game is in Georgia.
How about these, though? Did you look at the bottom half? 5:30, Houston, Arkansas. So you get you get Calipari there against that Houston team. How about 6:30? Auburn, Purdue.
Wait. 3 o'clock. Ohio State at North Carolina.
That's a good one.
That's a real good one. Ohio State is 8-2 on the year.
Number 19, Texas Tech at Duke.
I'm gonna tell you one I think's good too. it's going to be a good basketball game. If you look like pure basketball and then need a lot of names to go around it, I think styles make fights. I think Northwestern at Butler is going to be a good one.
I mean, it could be.
Styles make fights.
I do think that the if you're looking at the top 25, this weekend does have some matchups you want. As you mentioned, BYU's playing Abilene Christian tonight, but they're favored by like 35.
Did you say Auburn-Purdue?
Yep. And
did you say Duke-Texas Tech?
Yeah, that's another. To me, the Duke-Texas Tech game would be the must-see for me.
How do you think Maryland will do this weekend against Virginia? Virginia's 23rd in the country, 9-1, 6-0 at home.
Can I be honest? Like, I don't know what to expect from Maryland.
There's no line on that right here on ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, probably because it's a day ahead of time. It'll probably come out a little bit later today. You're seeing some of these look-ahead lines early because of the time that teams have been off. Like, we set some really light slates. So, like, Monday night, I think there were 9 college basketball games. Tuesday night, there were more, but not a lot. Wednesday, so we haven't had big nights. Saturday, you'll have a big day. So I think that's one that'll actually, you know, watching all these top 25 matchups, it's a great lead-in to what we have. And don't forget, Saturday we have NFL games, and then we have bowl games the rest of the way, except on Sundays.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's a super late game on Saturday. What do you think about San Diego State and Arizona?
I mean, Arizona's complete.
10-0.
They're a really, really good team, and they beat tough competition all year long. San Diego State has had they've been a tough team defensively, and they usually play slower games, but in the past 2 years, I think their pace has picked up a little bit. But this is definitely a game that Arizona should just be able to run roughshod over, in my opinion. San Diego State is 6-3. You talk about this Arizona team and the teams they've beat. They beat upper echelon teams. It's tough to beat them in Arizona, too.
Now, what San Diego State just fell off? They had a nice little run. What happened, in your opinion, over there?
I mean, look, some of it is coaching turnover, who they hired. Some of it's the players that you're recruiting. They've had some good players. I mean, you go back as far as, I mean, Kawhi Leonard being the best one of the bunch, but there have been other players that have come out of there in the league. Not like extreme talent. I'd have to go back and look. There was another player recently out of San Diego State that I thought was going to be really good, another defensive-minded player, but I can't remember who it is. I'll have to look it up.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you happy with what you've seen so far with college basketball this year?
Yeah, I've been disappointed in the NBA and happy with college. I feel like we've got a handful of different teams that really could make a run this year. I do think some of these teams a little bit more legit than others. Duke is great. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech is really good, even though Arkansas just beat them on a neutral site. And saying a neutral site, but it was still in Texas Tech's backyard.
Right.
You know, it was just at the Mavericks or somebody's? It doesn't matter. Point being is that you have a lot of good teams this year where I feel like we might have, and maybe it changes by the end of the year, 15 or 16 teams that can make that run.
Yeah. Now, see, it's weird. Maybe I sound hypocritical, and maybe because the field is so much bigger, I don't mind a JMU getting into the NCAA tournament because there's so many teams.
Yeah, and they're going to get in regardless. Right. We're going to have teams from those conferences that went, like, Houston wasn't playing in a big conference until more recently.
The rule in NCAA is if you win your conference, you're in the tournament.
Yeah,
so that's different. That's why I'm not as critical about that. They belong. Why? Because the rule says if you win your conference, you're in. Now, what I don't like is, I love conference tournaments, but if a team loses one or two games in this conference, they get upset in the conference tournament, and now they can't go at all because they're in a weaker conference. To me, the whole season proved that they were the best team in the conference.
So
a weekend is a bad game.
Can I tell you what I think's happening, and I think you'll agree with me, maybe in college football, what they're doing now is, I've said, I don't want to see number 13 complain about not being 12. Mm-hmm. In basketball, you don't worry about that stuff. But what if the committee's going, okay, we're waiting for the right year. This was the right year. Let's put two of those teams in. Let's watch them get their ass whooped. We saw those teams get their ass whooped last year. Mm-hmm. The more and more they showcase that these teams can't play with them, it allows them to do what they want to do and put in all the big teams. I think ultimately that's what ends up happening.
I'm okay with that. If that's what your plan is, okay.
I mean, I think it's a distinct possibility.
Shovel the Wisdom at 8 6:30, we'll do that. But on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston joins us up next on The Fan. Baltimore's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, 8:15 in the a.m. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun. BaltimoreSun.com. He is like Mike Preston.
I brought in the horns for Mike.
Bringing the horns?
Yeah.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, way to go, Jeremy. Way to go.
Yeah, man.
Even though Jeremy, Notre Dame belongs in that tournament, not James Madison.
No, they don't. No. Hey, I don't want to hear 13 crying about 12. go home.
Like I said about Nick Saban's comments, he ain't lying.
I didn't say he was wrong. I'm just saying.
He was right on time.
Yeah, you can't say that. You don't say that, Nick. You don't say it.
New England Patriots come to town, Mike, on Sunday night. Some people are critical about their schedule. You can only play who's in front of you. Your thoughts on the Patriots so far this year?
Ted Marchibroda, the late Ravens coach, used to say, it's not always the best team that wins the Super Bowl. It's the team with the least amount of weaknesses. And you look at this New England team, total offense, they're ranked 6th. Total defense, they're ranked 7th. That's pretty balanced. They do a lot of things well, and I think they have a very good coach. Fundamentally, they're sound. I like this team. They've done what they needed to do, and they are what their record says they are. They are one of the best teams in the AFC.
Mike, I say this all the time about quarterbacks. I think you know it when you see it, right, that you want to draft a guy high. I did not see that with Drake May. I thought he was good. I got to be honest, like, I feel like he's turned into one of the better quarterbacks, even out of his draft class. And maybe I've been the most pleasantly surprised with him. What do you see with Drake May?
I mean, and that's the same thing. that I see with him. You know, he was nothing special when I watched him in college. But, man, with this system that he's in right now, he can do a lot of things well. I mean, and he can run. He can make plays. He's not a crazy scrambler like Lamar Jackson, but he can make plays with his legs. His arm is very adequate. He's done a nice job, and I understand why people say he's the an MVP candidate. I can see that. I don't even know who the favorites are, but the guy has played well.
Yeah, he has played well. Mike Preston joining us right now. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. The Ravens with a statement, not only beating the Bengals, but also the shutout of a Bengals football team that came into Baltimore on Thanksgiving and beat them and held them down offensively. Looking at that game Sunday, is it safe to say the Ravens are maybe getting into postseason form or taking advantage of an opponent that was a lot weaker than them?
See, that's the big question coming out of that game. Where are they? Did they actually get it done? Have they turned the corner? We don't know because the Bengals were terrible, and they were ready to quit. They quit at halftime of that game. It was over, done. It was cold out there. The stadium was half filled. There was nobody there, Rob. No one knows for sure, but we'll see. But if the Ravens play their game, I mean, just come out and be physical. And I mean, just get after with the running game and do some things up front defensively. They should be right there with the Patriots. I'm not sold on New England yet. Actually, I'm not sold on any team in the AFC.
That is so true.
I'm just not. I mean, look at this list. Bo Nix, are you sold on him?
Nope.
No. I'm not sold on the Colts. I'm not sold on anybody. So the Ravens have as good a chance as anybody else. Will they or won't they? I don't know. The key always comes back to, Rob, turnovers. You commit 5 turnovers in a game, even against the Bengals, you're going to lose. And the Bengals had lost the week before to Buffalo, so they were done. They were cooked. They were finished. So we'll see. This is a great chance for the Ravens. This is a statement game right here. Hey, this game right here is a statement game.
Mike, we've talked about the fact that if the Steelers lose and the Ravens win, then it next week turns into a bye week, essentially, because it doesn't mean anything for either team. It comes down to week 18. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's imperative to get this one so you get that rest for next week. What do you see happening between the two teams? Because, again, I think this is a closely matched game. The fact that New England lost, maybe some people expect them to bounce back. But I still think this Ravens team is decent, but I love what you said about the AFC. I mean, there's nobody that's great. Everybody's got warts or issues. They've lost the teams they shouldn't have lost to. And I think more so than any other year, what Marshall Broda said, this is just get in and see what happens. See if you get hot.
Right. You know, it's kind of interesting. You watch, you know, I'm looking for style points right now where you get better. This is what you look at this time of the year. You get into the postseason and you get hot. That's what I'm looking for with the Ravens. Where are the style points? I don't care if you beat the Bengals and you shut them out. I could care less. I want to see what you did. I saw the secondary actually play pretty well. I was impressed by that game. The offensive line, they ran the ball. And I'm not saying they're a good pass-blocking unit yet because they're not. But that's their strength is running the football. Keith Mitchell, throw that in there. That's what I want to see from this team. I want to see those style points. I want to see them get better. And as the rest of the AFC – hey, we could flip a coin. Could flip a coin and see where it lands to find out who's the best team. I don't know. I really don't know. But this is a great chance for a quarterback. Josh Allen, you want to be the man? There's no Patrick Mahomes. Be the man. Step up. Let's see what you got. You know, that's the great thing about going into the postseason. Who's going to be the quarterback? There is no Patrick Mahomes.
All right, who's the better team on Sunday night, Mike?
Oh, I think the Ravens win. I think they win 21-17. I think they just come out and they be very physical, and that's how they have to win from here to the end of the season. That's how they have to win football games. All of this finesse, pretty boy stuff, it doesn't work with this football team. That's not their style. Just get out there and kick some ass, and that's how they win.
Hey, Mike, as far as the Steelers go, do you think they hold up to the script and they lose to the Lions this weekend?
You know, that's an interesting game because the Steelers, when you watch that their defense, they seem like they've turned the corner a little bit. You know, and then I'm watching Aaron Rodgers the week before when they played the Ravens, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. The old man, he's got a little something left in his tank. That would be curious to watch that game, but I'm still not sold on the Steelers. I'm still not sold on their offense. I'm still waiting for them to tank, but they have surprised me. I'm telling you, they've gotten better. So we'll see, but Detroit should put up some points on them.
Mike Preston, we'll see you on Monday.
All right, guys. Take care. See you.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the game.
Let's go out to Baltimore and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, you know what? I wanted to say this, but first of all, this is why when you and Joe and Jordan was having this conversation about James Madison and them, this is why, Rob, this is why I call you my little brother. Because I would be Jeremy trying to explain to you about the thing. You were like, nah, send them home. They don't belong. They don't belong. Well, I'd be like, well, they belong to A court. You'd be like, they belong in the B court. I'd be like, well, you know, give them a chance. Something wrong with the B court. I don't know. Take the ball and go home, man. They don't belong.
They don't belong. They don't. Man, sit at the kid table.
Nah, that's messed up.
You sound just like it, Rob. Yeah.
But
Lamar, man, I think, everybody's saying he should run. Right now, I just want Lamar to just this time get healthy. If you see a first down, go get it, and just play. Rely on your arm for now until you get better.
Absolutely.
And each week, I think you're getting a little bit better, man.
Absolutely.
I don't want them going them balls out and pop a hamstring and be out for the season, man. I don't want that.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, man. Thanks a lot, Daryl. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We do over-unders at 8:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Cobb, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel. So I don't even know how to broach this. So my wife and I and my son, we're talking about doing some family therapy, right? My wife, my son, his stepmother have, you know, they have some battles going on. So we decided to go to family therapy. We went for the first session last week. And go how you expect things to go, because there were some things said in there that gave us pause. Like, I don't think we're coming back here. So I'll tell you what that was.
Shovels up next on The Fan. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Jeremy Carr, my shovel goes to my bank, Truist Bank. You've heard of Zelle before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a Zelle limit issue, but there are times when I try to send a Zelle, Truist Bank tells me who I can and can't Zelle to.
Really?
Yeah. They'll tell me we don't recognize the sender. And then it's almost like a freeze on it for the amount that I sent. I got to call and get the Zelle undone.
What a pain in the ass.
How do you pick and choose who I Zelle to? How does that happen? And I don't want to do Cash App or Venmo, because when the people take the money out, it charges them. Cash App or Venmo, you know, if you get the instant withdrawal, it charges you. So Zelle is always better because it goes directly to a bank account. How does Truist Bank determine who I, how, why do you got to recognize them? It's a legit, what I'm sending you is a legitimate bank account, because if it wasn't, it wouldn't be a Zelle attached to it. So how do you determine? So basically, I got a Mother May I. Hey, can I send this to?
It's so weird when, it depends on how much money you want to take out of the bank. Like if you went to the bank, let's say you had $1 million in the bank and you want to go take it out. Even if you want to take out $10,000, right, $25,000, the hoops that you jump through and all the paperwork that has to be done, and sometimes being told, hey, you can't take out that much.
Yeah.
Well, why can't I? Is it not fair to the rest of the people in case they want to? Are people not putting money in? Do you guys not have money stored somewhere? Like it, I don't
get
that.
It messes with their interest. They don't want to get much money out of the bank at one time.
Yeah, you don't want to know how it's made, right? Yeah,
I'm telling you, man, it's. I'm like, I'm trying to send a Zelle when I'm wearing, well, you know it's a bank account, unless it wouldn't be a Zelle attached to it. So what are you talking about?
Like,
so now I got this money frozen because I tried to Zelle someone that Truist Bank doesn't recognize.
Can I tell you, like, they have sent Zelle limits. You know, you talked about not having limits, and I'm going, why do I have a certain amount of money I can send
exactly
to people? Like, I'm with Bank of America, and what they do is, if it's somebody they don't recognize, they'll ask you, are you sure you want to send it to this number?
Okay, I'm cool
so
with that.
So when you click that, it's on you at that point.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool. You know, we want to make extra certain that this is what you want. This is the amount you want to send. And this is the person that you want to send it to. But no, I say Zelle limits $10,000 a day. No, it says or more.
See, I found out the hard way when I raised all that money for Mo and we were doing it like the old fashioned way and people were just sending me money on PayPal and Venmo. I found out all the restrictions you have of how much money you can send per week. Well, that's the other thing that came in later that I'm just dealing with. So
you got to get a business account.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with you? Who gets your shovel?
My shovel goes to this therapist. Maybe my wife and I for picking it. So it's all right. So again, like full disclosure, I talk about my life. I talk about it freely and openly. I'm in therapy. The one thing I've said about my therapist that I found at CTSA, I found the best therapist I could have ever possibly found for myself. And I think she's fantastic and amazing. So I trust her in anything I say to her, talk to her about. So we were looking for a family therapist, and it's not easy to find that and to make sure it fits your schedule. A lot of these you have to pay up front, and then you try to get the money back, you know.
It's easier to find divorce attorneys than it is family therapists.
Yes. So the first family therapy thing we went to, since my son hurt his knee, he couldn't go. His work schedule got switched up. So we decided my wife and I were going to go, to which there were three things said during it. So at one point, I'm talking about being a parent, and the lady's asking questions that are matter of fact that I don't know how you answer. Like, what's the definition of happiness? Like, you want the dictionary definition, or do you want me to tell you what I think happiness? What are you looking for?
Right.
So at one point, I actually started yelling at the lady. I was like, what are you asking me? Like, tell me exactly what you're asking me, because I answered a question. I was talking. She goes, well, how does this make you feel when your wife and your son get in fights? I said, I feel like I'm stuck in the middle. Right. Like, does that make sense to anybody? You know, you got your kid that you love. You got your wife that you love. They're fighting. There's nothing I can do. I'm stuck in the middle. I can't make you feel one way or the other. So then we start getting into this thing where she's basically just peppering me with these questions. And when I say I'm stuck in the middle, she goes, do you feel out of control? And I said, yeah. So you want control? I was like, that's not
what you're saying. Yeah.
And then I say something else and she goes, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't want control and then want this. And I said, I never said that. This is the weakest part of it, though, because there's a point in the conversation where my wife's been doing a lot of Buddhism. Like, she's been meditating. She loves it. It centers her. You know, like, it's something she enjoys. This lady said, I don't buy into anything Buddhism's doing. Like, we don't believe in that. Patience isn't a word in our vocabulary is what she said, because we're talking about having patience with my son. We talked about setting boundaries. Boundaries are the key thing in therapy with your kids. Let them know, you know, or else they'll just keep taking advantage of you. And she's like, well, you ignore boundaries. I'm like, I've literally been in therapy for 2 years, and that's what we've been talking about, me setting boundaries with other people.
Right.
And now you're telling me to ignore them? Then we get to the last part, which, you know, I've talked about this.
Was she telling you to ignore them, or she accusing you of ignoring them?
No, she's telling me to ignore them. Okay. I said, so if we tell my son he's got to pay rent, and he doesn't show up with rent, do we just ignore it? And then, like, if we say, if you don't pay on time, because my son has to go through this thing of, like, paying bills.
Right.
He's always had somebody else kind of taking care of everything when he was in college. And it's getting too long where he has to understand what he has to do on his own. Not his fault. I blame me. But the last thing that happened in this was I said something. She asked me what I was happy about as a parent. I said, I broke the cycle. Like, meaning I took things that I didn't like that my parents did and changed it. At least what I thought was for the better. And I said, my family history, you go back in it, there's a lot of racism. Mm-hmm. And then the lady says, I can tell.
Hmm.
And I said, well, how can you tell? She goes, well, you know, I was just looking at you with your beard and how you... Is this real life? Are you serious? And me being as altruistic as I am, I'm not going to give this lady's name. I'm not even going to give their practice. I'm not trying to ruin anybody in this aspect. But I went to my therapist, and as soon as I told her one of those things, she said, run, don't walk. Because there's no reason you should be seeing this person. Like, first off, crapping on Buddhism that's been helping my wife, saying because I have a beard, you can understand that racism runs in my family. Yeah. What the hell is that? So, yeah, we're not going back there. And immediately when we left and I looked at my wife saying, you don't want to do this again, do you? And she's like, well, because I'm willing to do anything to make, if we can
make
get
work.
This to work.
Right.
I'm willing to go through whatever. We can do therapy 5 days a week if you want. I just want it to work. The stuff that she said, I ain't never wanted to grab a therapist by their throat and drag them outside, man. Like, it was some uncalled for crap.
I can tell, though.
Can you?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
It's like when she says, I think she's cheating on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that idea, too.
Yeah. man.
Racist. 410-583-1057.
You get back here and you have sex with my wife. Her name's Christina. You get it right. Sorry. She's done things with you that she'd never do with me. Anyway.
You sorry. Just did that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ed Towson. What's up, Ed?
Lord, boy, I tell you what, Rob, your son is just on a heater this morning, ain't he? I love that man. I love that boy. But look here. As far as, and this is going to be the opposite, with as far as the football thing goes, I get what you're talking about with Jeremy, with the Madison thing. But here's the thing, and this is coming from just my experiences. There's different levels, and with those different levels, if you start, as we say in Ghostbusters, if you start crossing the streams, you're not going to get a product that's watchable. And that's the thing. I want something that's watchable, that's going to be appealing to the eyes. Rob, I had to turn away from, and God bless ACC, but Virginia and Duke the other day. I had, because it's just, and me, it's just, I guess I'm a snob from that standpoint, because I've done it. When you talk about Oregon, you're talking about four first-round draft picks on their defensive line, five on the offensive line, and Madison just ain't going to have the Jimmys and Joes, and that's what it comes down to. It's just going to be a tough.
But that's why we have a playoff, to prove that.
I understand. I know, but it's not like basketball where you got Butler and Chaminade. Them jokers can swing for a minute.
It's 68 teams, though. We're talking about 12.
I know, but it's just when you go pound for pound, it's just different. And I know I'm not going to convince, but I've sent kids to, and I'm not using that as like I know, but no. Yeah. But I've sent kids to different levels, and the kid that goes to Madison belongs at Madison and probably don't belong at Oregon. Now, they're going to get this. Hopefully, they'll get it worked out. But for me, it's from the eye. It's the appeal of having a good football game, and I just don't think if you do it like that, in the long run, you're going to be like,
You're hurting your product. You're weakening your product. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the call, man. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
What's going on with y'all? Hey, so I was asleep earlier. I'll get to the Ravens, first of all. I got the text messages and all these calls saying Rob Long wouldn't pick Dak Prescott in his top five or something this morning. You picked Baker Mayfield or something like that? Like, is you serious? Like, come on. You picked Baker Mayfield?
The Dak Prescott bat signal went up and his ass woke up and said, who said something about Dak? And calling into your damn show.
A lot of people were texting and calling me, waking me up about my sleep.
Man, you had one text. Like, man, you had one text. It was him texting himself listening.
Yeah, it was definitely
you
one
a troll.
Text.
Hey, Rashawn, you are a troll. You know that, right? Rashawn, you are the definition of a troll.
Rob, Rashawn's that guy that's posted on Facebook. I heard what they said about Dak. I get one like, I'm going to call in and take him to task. And then he likes his own post.
Yeah. Y'all got me down packed, man. I must admit that, man. But, hey. But real quick, man. So with this Ravens game, man, I'm a little nervous, man. But, hey, everybody drinking the purple Kool-Aid, so I might as well.
If you're scared, go to church.
Mike, I know, that's what you say, right? But, I'm going to go 34-23, and that's Dustin's score, because he's claiming we're going to win by 11 points, man. So, hey, why not, man?
Right.
You know, but I don't see us beating him by 11 points. Mike Prescott, Mike,
you got Prescott on your mind.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Mike Preston, he said, 21-something, right?
Yeah.
21 points, 21, but I don't see that how you get that score, because have the Ravens ever had a game this season where they haven't kicked a field goal? You know, you got all touchdowns?
I got 24-21 Ravens. Hey, man, we got to go to the break. Thanks a lot, my friend. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15 like he does every Friday. Looking forward to that. But on the other side, you know what we're going to do?
What's
over
that?
Under. Ravens-Patriots on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes. It's that time, Jeremy. Over, under.
The easiest game to play. I think I'm undefeated this year.
Hey, we can all say whatever we want to say. We won't keep track of this one.
That's why I do it.
All right, Lamar Jackson, 49 and a half yards rushing, over or under, Con?
I'm going under. I mean, he's just not, he's not running yet. So, not to say it could happen this week. I'm going with the odds, saying that he hasn't done it most weeks. I don't think he does it this week.
It used to be a thing where you used to go over because he could break one for 50 yards. Mm-hmm. He can't anymore. And I don't think he'll run enough to get it. I'm going under as well. Derrick Henry, 15 and a half carries, Con.
I went over. I think if you're going to win this game, he's got to get over that number. You got to feed this guy. I keep talking about it. Last week being the anomaly because you're up 24-0. And he gets 11 carries, but he's showing you in those 11 carries, he's still got 100 yards. So feed him.
I'm going over. I'm going over as well. They better. Ravens defense, 2.5 sacks. I'm going under here.
Yeah, you and I both. I don't see it. Like the pass rush, I think the defense is going to be better, much better. But I also think the pass rush is still lacking when it comes down to being that championship caliber type defense. I think they're good in the run defense. I think even on the back end, but if you ask anybody to cover for 5 or 6 seconds, it's doom and gloom.
Drake May, 249 and a half yards passing. I'm going over, Con.
I am too. If I got a high scoring game, I got to believe he gets there.
Yeah. Patriots, 139 and a half yards rushing, over or under.
So this is interesting too, because you got to factor in Drake May, who might pick up 20 to 30 on the ground by himself. But I still don't think they get there. I mean, if I think the Ravens are going to lead, I think that ends up taking some of it out and they have to throw, so I went under.
I think the Ravens are going to lead, but it's going to be a close game, but I still went under. Patriots defense forces 1.5 turnovers, over or under?
I went under. I mean, look, it's, I think anytime you do one of these with turnovers, you're just playing with fire, whether or not you buy into this offense, turning the ball over left and right. Maybe you like the defense, but here we are in a primetime game. I think the Ravens take care of the football.
Yeah, I'm going under as well. I want to give a shout out right now, Jeremy. Friend of a listener of ours, Ken, he's a Baltimore County police officer. He's retiring. His last day is today after 29 years. He listens to the show faithfully every day. He's been on day shift now for over two decades. He says we make him laugh, we educate him, and send him through the whole ringer. So, Ken, thank you for your service, and enjoy the next chapter of your life, my friend. 29 years.
Yeah, Ken, it sucks. I just wish we gave shout-outs. Wait, oh, sorry.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's
Hello?
Up, man?
Hey, what's up with y'all, fellas? Happy Chilling. Purple Friday, man. Yeah, man. Hey. Hey, why my man Rashawn keep calling all these radio stations talking about the Cowboys, this, that? You know what that E stands for on the side of their name, right? If you look in the newspaper, not for effort. It stands for eliminated, man. Now he's playing on the downfall for the Ravens, talking about, yeah, Ravens next, man. Rashawn, go ahead, man. But I just wanted to chime in about the game, man. I think I'm going to stay home and not go to the game because people say when I was in Jamaica, I should stay in Jamaica because the Ravens play better.
Don't listen to those people.
I'm going
to
stay home. Huh?
Those are sad-ass people looking for some sort of edge that's not there. You being there or you not being there?
Yeah. Trippy, don't listen to those people. I'll send you Uber Eats to your house.
Hey, you know I was being sarcastic because, look, right, I look at it like this. I remember last year I had Ravens fans blaming me, right, because a little kid had a little sign saying, we want Kansas City. So we would have beat Buffalo last year in the divisional round. That's what we would have played, right? So I said, bro, let me hold the sign up. Fans talk about, y'all blame Trippy. But I would say one thing, though, right? If I wanted Jamaica for my grandmother, Fernival, right, I probably would have been in Cincinnati. But the question is, right, and there's no shot to fans. I know, you know, finance and all that. But why y'all don't go to the games? Like, I don't understand. Like, you will hear people saying, oh, hear me out, Rob. They'd be like, man, the Ravens need to play Lamar whatever they want, right? Oh, the ticket's too high. Oh, I ain't going back to no Raven games because they ain't winning. Now Lamar, you know what I mean? It's just too much. Like, just support the team, you feel me? But, hey, anybody up there, I know somebody out at the castle listening to the Big Bad Morning Show right now. Hey, man, I need a ticket to the game Sunday. So, hopefully y'all look out for me because, I mean, y'all be giving all these ops, you know, Steeler fans and all them field pass. I mean, throw me a ticket or something. Can I at least go on the suites? I ain't never seen my picture yet. Can I get a ticket to the suites or something? Hello? But y'all enjoy y'all weekend, man. I'll talk to y'all Monday.
All right. I love him. Everything he says makes me laugh.
It's his commentary.
Because, like, I mean, somebody had talked to me about Shiloh the other day.
I love Shiloh.
I do too.
Shout out to Shiloh.
So, hey, Rob. No, it's funny though because I talk about Shiloh. Shiloh interrupts himself. You don't see that from many people. You know, like where you're making a statement. It's like, well, okay, let me finish real quick. Nobody said anything. Why'd you change the topic?
Don't cut me off, Rob. I wasn't going to cut you off, Shiloh.
But I don't trip. There's nobody that's been more real with us than Trippy because he lets you know I'm gonna be real with you before he tells you what he's gonna tell you.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, Jeremy and I both have the Ravens winning, and we will tell you why up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.